What are those? What is that? What do you have?
This little graffiti junction.
Is there nicotine in that?
Yeah.
Is it like a disposable Juul?
Yeah. They're like $8 at the vape store by Publix around here.
How long does it last you?
They're like, I was doing good like 3 days, but now it's like a day and a half.
Under quarantine, you're lasting a day and a half?
Yeah, bro, it's bad. It's bad.
The smoke shops haven't closed yet, and neither have the dispensaries, so we're okay so far.
I know. The only thing is shipments are being affected, I think, because we were going to a few, and they don't have, like, any of the good kinds. Like, the guy literally today was like, this is all I could get, and I'm just like, well, that's all you can get. That's all you can get. I guess I'll get it.
I got to try those. I saw a...
They suck. They cut out every now and then because we like the puff bars.
That's what I've seen before.
Yeah, those are good. But we bought a bunch just recently, but a couple of them were duds. One burnt like right out the package.
Yeah, I saw a construction guy walking with one today and I almost rolled down my window and was like, hey, is there nicotine in that? But I didn't do it. So tell me... Oh, my internet connection is unstable, it's telling me. It went away.
That's good.
I can see you fine. Usually we don't make exceptions for the Skype podcast, but I mean, what else are we going to fucking do under these circumstances? How's your quarantine going?
Well, I can tell you now, I've already gotten a little bit of cabin fever. I went out today to go to the store, get some stuff. Bought some ammo. I went into the armory and I bought the last 4 boxes of 9mm that they had.
Do you own a 9mm?
Yes.
Since when? I thought you sold all your guns.
No, I sold the rifle. Yeah. I gotta keep at least one. But I went like, dude, everyone's in there, like, they're running out of shit. Like, I was in there yesterday, and they had a few guns out on the floor of the shop, like, on their, you know, respected boxes for sale. And, like, there was a few, like, rifles, and I came in yesterday because and they didn't have that ammo yesterday, the ones that I needed. So I called today while I was driving around to see if they had any, and they did. And I was like 2 seconds away. So I was like, perfect. I'm going to swing in there and buy the rest of that shit right now. But anyway, the guns that were on the floor, gone. Gone. And there was like 5 people in there filling out paperwork, getting ready to buy theirs.
I've seen some.
Even Walmart, the gun section was like popping off today.
I bet. I've seen some videos on Twitter of gun shops. Like the line is out the door.
I've seen it. Did you see the one where they had nothing left on the walls?
No, I didn't.
Like, we got nothing. He's like, we got nothing. We've got like 22s, and that's it.
Why is it that we resort to that so quick? It's like pandemic, Walking Dead, world's gonna end. I'm Rick. I'm gonna kill everybody. Why is that the ultimate go-to for us as a human race, that we just go to apocalypse mode right away when likely this is gonna be bad, but it's not gonna cause the end of the world?
Well, think about it. I mean, we haven't had anything happen like this, certainly in our lifetime.
But have we?
I mean, maybe 9/11.
I'm talking even pandemic-wise. Apparently, swine flu numbers-wise was worse than this, but we didn't react this way to swine flu.
Well, yeah, because I don't think the media took control the way they did this time.
Why is the media taking control the way they are?
I don't know, man. There's a lot of shit out there. You probably know I've been deep in the rabbit hole.
I can imagine.
So there's a lot of theories out there. I mean, I'm pretty certain that the Chinese government definitely is trying to save face on this.
In what way?
They're not reporting numbers accurately.
I've heard
that. I think there's actually more infected and more died than what they say.
So they're, well, I mean, the Chinese
government. But I also, there's a lot of resources. You go on YouTube, there's a couple of people who talk about the different ways that our countries report data. and they report their data like a way different way than we do when it comes to these kind of like health things. And if you analyze the numbers of like the population of us versus them, like the video I watched compared like flu numbers to this, and the flu numbers, like they, like I think after the year it was like 2018 or 2017, said only like 50 people died, and we had like way more than that. But they have like a third of the population practically, and like the guy was basically saying there's no way this is statistically possible for that to be in the case during flu season because they don't report everything accurately.
Apparently, and this is according to numbers on Joe Rogan, but he typically tends to look things up, way more people have died from the flu this year than coronavirus. I think like 20 people have died from the flu, and just this year alone. Ooh, that was sitting on my throat, and I didn't want to cough so bad because I didn't want to give any ammo out there. When I'm out in public, because sometimes I'll hit this like right before I walk into a door, or you take a federal smoker's cough and everyone looking at you like you're a fucking pariah. Fuck that. I just held that in like fucking Bill O'Reilly like a pro.
Dude, like my last day at Disney, I went into the bathroom and I sneezed. I'm just like, relax, relax. Because you know allergy season's bad right now.
Exactly. I got pollen.
The pollen's level 10.
All over my goddamn car.
Dude, my car is yellow.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's fucked up. So that's another thing people don't take into consideration right now. But it sucks because it's like a stigma. Like if you even like make a sound, like a grunt or like a sneeze or anything, people are looking at you funny.
But I'll admit it.
Bro, you got that Rona? Are you sure it's that pen?
That COVID. I was in the gas station, a couple different places where I was close quarters with people, and I'll be fully transparent. I admit, I thought about it. I'm like, shit. I'm like, I'm not going to be in a situation like that. One, I'm on house arrest. First of all, fuck you, and fuck everyone's like, I'm getting cabin fever being on quarantine. Bitch, I've been on house arrest for 2 goddamn motherfucking years, so suck my fucking dick.
Now you're like, this ain't nothing. You're like, ain't nothing changing in my world. I didn't even think about that.
I tell them where I'm going, and that's it. But I was sitting in the gas station, and it was packed. It was like there was a lot of people in there, and there was not much shit on the shelves. And I had the thought of, damn, this is, I mean, any single person in here could have it and not be showing symptoms. Then I could have it, and then boom, 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 my parents have it, and it goes down the line. So that's where it's creepy. But, and my mom just told me before we started recording, apparently somebody in the Villages, which is like 10 miles, whichever way, 10 miles away from me, has it, but they went to some hospital and they're fine, but.
They quarantined in the hospital?
I guess so, but it's getting close to home, and who knows who they talked to, who their husband talked to, right? If they went to the gas pump right after they saw her from the hospital and gave it to someone, and you know it, the shit's really contagious. So I started at a point of, I don't take this shit seriously. This is another flu. This is a media pandemic, which I still think the media definitely is hyping it more than it is.
But oh, for sure.
I do think it's more serious than I initially thought it was.
Right, and like the big factors to consider why is because we don't have an immunity to it because it's a new strain of coronavirus. And because coronavirus, from what I've read now, is a family of viruses. This is just a new strain of, because the cold, I guess, is like the most common coronavirus.
And, oh, okay.
Yeah, like if you look it up, there's all sorts of coronaviruses, but this one's a new one. That's why they call it novel coronavirus. But anyway, I guess the reason this one's like, you know, extra sketchy is because it's more contagious than a lot of other things.
Yeah.
Come out, you little bastard. Come on.
Who is it?
Ollie.
I miss my cats. I have Crouton. He at least feels the need. But now, yeah, all I want right now is an apartment where I can get, now I want 2 chill ass cats. Cause I know when you get just 1 cat, they're lonely.
Well, I can tell you right now. Oh, look, the other one wants to come out too. Come on, Manny. Let's go.
Is that like a concealed porch? Can they get like out?
No, we're on the second story. They can't get out.
Okay, I didn't know if there was like a gate. On my second story, if we let the cat out, they could go down the stairs and be gone.
Really? Yeah, no. First off, Manny's he ain't going nowhere. He's scared of the outside. Ollie, on the other hand, he'd bolt. I got to watch him when I go out the front door. But hey, anyway.
Let me ask you this.
Yeah, go ahead.
There's been many people on my conspiracy section of Twitter who are very much entertaining the idea that this is a great way for everybody to forget about Jeffrey Epstein and he's dead and who killed him and the entire scenario behind that. Have you entertained that at all?
Not so much Epstein, but it makes sense. Like, I wouldn't even be surprised if it was a factor.
No one's talking about it at all. It's over. No. It's gone.
No, like, it's over. Anything that was a big story before this became a big story for us is, like, it's dust. No one gives a shit.
Exactly. And can't you see the Clintons, Hillary specifically, I don't give a fuck, saying, we got to get rid of this. Let's do, like, a fucking pandemic or something. Let's freak everybody out. So they stop talking about this and they start talking about that.
Well, it's weird because a lot of things, like, had happened leading to this. Like, fuck, I can't believe I'm just going to say this, but I was down the wormhole, and they had the 201 meeting or whatever the hell that organization is called, sponsored by Bill and Melinda Gates, and they ran an exercise of a global pandemic like 6 weeks before it broke out. And people are trying to connect the dots with that one because Bill Gates also has a TED Talk that's out talking about how the one thing we're not prepared for is a global pandemic back in like 2017 or some shit, like not like a few years ago.
And now what I'm hearing, this ties into yet another fucking spider web of conspiracy of this whole thing. And they're all alleged. Fuck you for thinking anything's actually true, because we don't. The whole we're trying to make Trump look like an idiot thing. What were we just talking about right before that?
The pandemic, Hillary.
Hillary, fuck. I had such a good point.
Well, it'll come back to you, I'm assuming.
But transferring to this is more of a media / left-wing ploy to make Trump look like an idiot for handling this wrong. Oh, here's what I was going to say. Everybody was freaking out saying Trump a couple months ago just fired the infectious virus pandemic team.
Yeah, I saw that.
But when he was asked about it at a conference, he's like, what the fuck are you talking about? I never did any of that. And then he's looking at his people like, who the fuck did that? And when I watch it, to me, I know Trump's kind of a professional bullshitter, but he's looking at him like, seriously, like, who the fuck did that? So to me, when I go, and this is me going full rabbit hole tinfoil hat conspiracy, is there somebody inside of his little organization that did that? Because he's looking at him like, who the fuck did that? So clearly somebody has the authorization to be like, fuck this little...
Nah, we don't need you anymore. So you think maybe he got subverted, like someone did it, and without even letting it be known?
Think about it.
In anticipation?
Well, how hard establishment people go against people they do not want around them. Now let's focus...
Yeah, I mean, look at what they're doing to Bernie.
Bro, I'm not, I started this a couple months ago. I would have said, I'm not voting for Bernie Sanders. After one, he did Joe Rogan. I'm trying to be as honest as I can. That affects me as a voter. I look at that, I'm like, wow, he's fucking cool. He sat down for an hour and a half and just bullshitted with the guy I fucking love. I follow to the end of the earth, like millions of other people.
You're
like,
a Roganite.
Exactly, and so are so many other people. So that was a brilliant move by him. And with how vehemently they're trying to shut him out, and it's beyond fucking obvious. Have you seen, you saw Andrew Yang endorse Biden, correct? You saw that?
Yeah.
Have you seen his recent behavior on Twitter?
No.
everybody, when he tweets something or somebody says something, or someone says something about Bernie, and someone might say like, oh, it would have been cool if Andrew Yang endorsed him, and he'll tweet them saying, yeah, that really would have been cool. And he's given all these really, really
cryptic ass
subtext or like subtweets of like, guys, I really, really, really fucking wish I could have done this, but I had the gun to my head and I couldn't do it type of tweets. And it's very
literally, he probably had a gun to his head.
It's interesting. It's very cryptic. He's like, trust me. Everyone's like, you would be so cool if you did that. He's like, trust me. I know I would. And I'm trying to read between the lines of he's saying, I really would divorce him. So that makes me attracted to Bernie all the more is how much they're trying to push him out. Plus,
Not
the fact Joe Biden is losing his goddamn mind.
Right.
I mean,
he has dementia.
Don't you think?
Oh yeah, the guy's fucked up. I mean, he just did something recently where he like wandered off the camera. Like he wasn't in frame anymore.
Talking about the coronavirus and
yeah.
I can understand, and this might even be bringing it on more, the intense schedule he has to go through as a presidential candidate. However, Bernie, who's not too many years behind him, has to go through the same goddamn schedule, if not more, because they're pushing him back, and there's absolutely zero videos of his memory slipping, like, repeatedly, so...
Right, right. Like, the one video where he was with his wife and his sister, and he thought his sister was his wife. Did you see that one?
Of course.
God, it's ridiculous.
Well, let's... How he is who they're backing, I don't understand.
Well, it's not people. It's definitely establishment. And the fact that all the other candidates endorsed him too, I mean, it's what in my opinion, I think like what Bernie wants is what they want, but they don't want to outright say it.
To me.
So they'd rather not be, they're frauds. They'd rather just not be exposed.
It's just,
or they're in deeper and they're actually just globalists.
You're right. And with the internet and with how much we the people can see, I highly doubt they'll get away with it this election.
I don't think Biden's gonna win. There's no way.
Biden can't win the presidency for goddamn sure. I don't know even the nomination.
So he's gonna get it.
He's gonna
won the three states the other night.
He's gonna get it by nefarious means. He's not gonna get it by the people. Everybody
uses
fucking Twitter and fucking everything is fucking Bernie.
I know, dude. People are gonna be pissed.
Fucking Bernie. I'll be transparent. Oh God.
What have you done?
I spilled. It's okay.
You spilled the drink?
Yeah. Okay, I moved everything. I'm fine. The thing is, I did vote for Trump the very first time, I'll admit it, because I wasn't going to vote for Hillary. And where my psychology was at, I had just, out of pure familial generational habit, voted Republican and voted for John McCain, and he lost big time. And I don't know, I just, something in my instinct was like, vote for Trump. So I did. And this time I'm having a serious political identity crisis.
Are you?
In what will I do when I get to the fucking poll? There's one thing I'll say, but there's what I will do, you know? And in my head, I'm being dead ass fucking honest. I've been considering voting for not Joe Biden. If it's Joe Biden and Trump, I'm gonna vote for Donald Trump. Sorry. But if Joe Biden and Bernie Sanders, have you ever seen that meme where the girl's like, no, and then the other one was like, maybe.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. She's funny.
That's what I'm right now. It's like Bernie Sanders. It's like, come on. And it's like, well.
Yeah, it's like, so, Joe Biden, Bernie.
Exactly. So that's where I am right now. Depending on who gets the nomination, I'm being completely honest.
Oh, I tell you what, if it came down to picking Biden or Bernie, Bernie all the way.
Of course. Now I'm talking if it
comes, at least he's got conviction.
But if it comes to presidential nomination, Bernie or Trump, you're standing in the polls, the little pencil, the golf pencils in your hand. What are you going to do?
Oh, shit. It's the $1 million question.
Exactly. And that's the question.
I'll tell you. Well, the one thing, another theory I have with this whole Corona thing, they're tanking the economy.
Big time.
Like we're, as you, well, this is all new. We haven't recorded and broadcasted in a while.
No.
Our listeners, if they still exist, they're not sick. I don't have work. No work. And shit, where was I going with that? Anyway, they're tanking the economy, but I was reading there's
your
two.
Great.
What?
Your hair looks great.
Oh, thank you. Look at it.
I love it. I endorse it.
I have not cut it, trimmed it, nothing. The economy's tanking, and I was going to say the one thing, there's two, shit, I don't have my phone out here. There's two things that affect the re-election of an incumbent when it comes to presidency especially, and one of them is how good the economy is. This is a Hail Mary. Oh, Jesus Christ.
Die?
Yeah, we're good. So, I think... Oh, what the fuck? Hold on.
What infects...
Sorry, guys. This is growing pains. Oh, there we go. What's that?
You're fine.
Yeah, we're good. My phone just rang, but I screamed it. So this is one last shot, in my opinion, because you know how they hate him. They hate him. And the thing is how they're pinning it on, like, how he's handling this whole crisis, which I think is interesting, and how they're saying it's not being handled well. How do you feel about that? I feel like they're exercising every resource right now that they can.
How else would you handle it?
What? I know. I don't know.
I mean, he's – what I do like about Trump is he's very willing to let things be handled on a state level, which I agree with. To me, that is more small government, in my opinion. That's my step big brother telling me what to do, not big brother.
Right.
So he's leaving it to the states, like Florida closed some beaches. New York said no bars and restaurants and things like that. How different would you handle that? Because you know the amount of backlash he would get regardless if he said nationwide quarantine, don't go anywhere. No one would be saying, applaud president.
Well, they walk a fine line. You can't do that here.
Exactly. Like
people are like, you know, China. Well, no shit. They're communists. They can do that. They can be like, no, you're not coming in the store unless we check your temperature. They can do all that. I mean, fucking A. They screen their what they post and what they record. You heard about the doctors who got were whistleblowers. Did you hear about them? The ones who brought attention to the virus first?
No, I didn't know that. I didn't.
Look at the New York Times. The New York Times even has an article of a doctor, one of the first ones who brought attention to the virus, and he was communicating with the doctor privately, and they came up to him in with jail time. He ended up catching the virus and died. But the New York Times has it, you know, they cover the story as if he was, you know, a hero. He's the first one that, like, made it known and shit like that. But there's more to it if you dig deep about that doctor. But he's dead. He caught it and died.
What's the more to it?
He was speculating on where it came from.
So far, my consensus is somebody ate a bat.
Yeah, there's the meat markets and there's like the animal markets. First off, I sent you this a few days ago.
I want to hold on before you say anything. No racism involved. Zach Roundy loves all people. I love all people. However, you did call this a while ago, saying it's going to be a problem the way Chinese culture so widely accepts eating this dangerously wide variety of animals. There's some animals you probably shouldn't fuck with, and they decide to eat. And
not only that, but the way they present it, like the meat markets with all the animals in the cages like that, shitting on each other, going from cage down. Like, have you seen pictures of it? It's disturbing.
No, I just wanted to put it on record that, and I didn't want to make it.
Oh, yeah, no, I feel you. I appreciate it.
But you were definitely, I mean, you said that forever ago, back when we were podcasting at the old house, saying the Chinese and Asian cultures get too gregarious with their cuisine habits.
Without a doubt. And it's annoying. Like, the story that I was reading just recently, koalas, bro. Koalas.
I just can't.
Koalas is apparently a delicacy to them.
So are rhino and shark fin.
Wolf pups. Wolf pups. Koalas. It's fucked. Like, the deer and cattle, there's an abundance. Like, they're, like, if you, like, first off, even humans, like, it's, I'm, look, not vegan. Probably not ever going to be.
But
I can humbly and be objective and say that eating a mainly vegetarian diet is better for you. Like, it's proven that, like, cutting out meat in your diet is better for you. Especially red meat.
It's less. But the counterpoint to that, and I'm not arguing with you, there's been proven scientific studies showing really positive benefits of that carnivore diet where it's just meat.
I've seen that too. But did you see that documentary that just came out? I don't want to get too off topic, but I forget what it was called. A Game Changer or something?
No. However, I did listen to a debate between that guy and the guy who made Game Changers and some health food scientist on Rogan. And it's very interesting because there were a lot of things that were not truly represented in that documentary, but that guy actually does know his shit, and there was a lot that was true in it. So it's a very interesting podcast to listen to in junction to watching the documentary, which I actually haven't done, so I'm kind of talking shit.
Fair enough. Well, bottom line is their cultural practices, with especially with what they consume, is like they have to be ignorant to not think that it contributes to like the start of viruses and shit like that with those kind of conditions. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It's interesting because, I mean, I believe humans are omnivores. However, I believe vegetables need to come first. I think vegetables need to be 75% of your diet, and then meat is 25% of your diet. You know what I'm saying?
Like, right. No, that's a healthy, that's what I think too. I mean, it's got to be, I think over half of the diet should be raw veggies and fruits.
Yeah. And that way you get, I understand what you're saying by raw, but what I've been doing lately, there's this little pan I have. You put it on a grill and then you throw the veggies in there, grill it, you don't even have to put salt on it. Fucking forget really? About it. So good. You just grill them a little bit. It just really brings out the flavor. It's fucking amazing. So I need to get healthy because.
Especially right now, bro. I mean, shit can hit the fan. You're in your best shape. Let me tell you, how's your prep going? I just bought a bunch of little mini propane tanks for our mobile grill.
My prep is as good as my parents' prep is.
Fair enough. So. And you know what, though? But they know what they're doing.
Renee's got a plenty of food. I can prep.
I tell you, my grandma came in clutch with the toilet paper. I've fucking been trying to find toilet paper for days. I went to Publix, right? We went to go buy toilet paper, and we're like, fuck, they're out. And we went and got tissues. They had a deal, four boxes for $5. And I went to go get my deal at the cash register. And he's like, oh, sorry, only two per person. And I was like, are you fucking kidding me? So I was like, Sky, you buy two, I buy two. We got our four, but we didn't get the deal. And every day since, no toilet paper. I finally called my grandmother. I was like, hey, listen, you got any fucking toilet paper? Because her and my grandfather have always been the type to go to Sam's Club and buy a shit ton of everything, like, for years. My grandfather was born for days like this.
Natural preppers.
Dude. And I went, and she had so much toilet paper, and she gave me a whole pack, and I'm like, fuck. But I'm trying to get more because, you know, that shit might not last forever. You know what I mean?
Here's what you got to do. One time, I saw an episode of Bernie Mac. First off, RIP Bernie Mac. Moment of silence. Okay. He got onto his niece or something, not his daughter. Maybe it was his daughter. I don't fucking know. It was the Bernie Mac show. It was a good show. I saw it when I would get home from school. And he would only let her use three pieces of toilet paper. And one day I was thinking, like, can you really get everything done with three pieces of toilet paper?
Oh, man, your finger will bust through.
Bro, I got everything done with, okay, three pieces and a baby wipe. A three-piece and a wipe.
How?
Three-piece and a wipe. Sometimes you got to do two three-pieces and a wipe if it's a big boy. But you don't have to do that much. Or, listen to me. What we need to invest in, look at me, and I'm being goddamn fucking serious right now. We need to invest in bidets.
Depends.
Bidets.
Oh, I've already seen all the memes with the homemade bidets or bidets.
Debays. We need, there's like Hello Tushy. They could sponsor this podcast. This could be a moment where somebody sponsors our podcast if we buy their fucking product. I'm going to buy it.
We could. This is the time to invest, man. This is how Warren Buffett got rich, times like this.
I just want a bidet. I want something that's going to squirt my asshole. That's what I'm talking about. A French thing that squirts your asshole. Okay, think about it. Look at you. You're a handsome man. You've got a nice beard. You've got a nice beard, right? You take care of your beard.
I trim it.
What if I walked up to you and just went, "Hoo!" and swiped a big old thing of shit across your beard? How would you get that off?
Shower.
You wouldn't just take a couple paper towels and go, ugh.
No, fuck no. I'd dip my head in a lake. I don't have lake water all over my face.
So what's the difference between your beard and your asshole? You want to get a shower on your asshole after you shit. That's what a bidet is.
Well played.
There's a portable bidet you can put on your toilet that squirts water up your asshole after you shit.
Well, how good is the pressure? Can the pressure break it all off?
It's done. You can wipe after it's done if you want to dry off. That's when you wipe. It washes the shit off. If you had shit on your beard, you'd dip your head in the lake. Well, dip your asshole in the lake every time you take a shit!
Sponsored by bidets.
I'm trying to get Hello Tushy to sponsor us. They sponsor a lot of podcasts.
Yo, either that or squat a potty or squat. What is it? Squat a potty? Potty squatty?
My ex-wife made me get rid of my squatty potty, so fuck her.
Dude, that's horrible.
I know, I wish I had it back.
Natural way for shit to exit the rectum.
Well, because sometimes I would wake up in the middle of the night and piss on it on accident, and then there would be dry piss all over the squatty potty. There's two sides.
Say it again.
You heard what I said.
All right. So.
Are you legitimately worried about the coronavirus?
As far as me catching it?
Yes.
I mean, if I catch it, I'm not worried, no.
Neither am I. Now, let me ask you this. Your livelihood currently relies on an industry that involves high clusters of people. So you are not able to do what you have to do. What are you filling your days with right now?
Say again?
What did you say?
Hold on. Hold on 1 second.
Yeah.
I'm relocating.
Okay. What I told you was, if you can hear me, I know that your job involves you being around a lot of people at once, so naturally your job is on hold for now.
Correct.
How have you been filling your time throughout the day since you have not been able to perform what you're paid to do?
Searching for toilet paper.
What are some of the spots you've been able to snag it?
Haven't.
At all. How many rolls do you have?
9.
You're fine. How much do you shit? You should be shitting 6 times a day.
6 times a day? That's ridiculous.
Apparently, that's what it's supposed to be.
It's not the point. The point is, how long are we going to be...
How many baby wipes do you have?
What?
How many baby wipes do you have?
Oh, we have plenty of those. 2 packs.
The other morning, I took a shit. How many times do you just wake up and you're like, it's time to shit?
Lately, not really. Too stressed.
But you have?
Yes.
Okay, that's the phase I'm in right now. Can you respect that?
Yeah, sure.
What do you mean, sure? I need you to say yes, Jared.
Yes, I can.
Okay. There was no toilet paper. Coronavirus is going around. There was no toilet paper. You know how, like, there's that little spare spot? Like, you're like, okay, I know if I reach in this cabinet, there's going to be some toilet paper. I reached it at your mom's house. You know your mom has some extra toilet paper. You reach in and there's none there. Imagine the nightmare I'm in. Okay. All I have is baby wipes, and this is a smudger. Okay. This isn't one of those constipated poops where it just comes out like a rock. Okay. This is one that took,
no shit.
It took some effort. Okay. So I have to wipe like a regular human being with baby wipes. And I'll be honest, it's a little strange because even though they say they're flushable, I know they're not fucking flushable. So I'm not flushing a baby wipe. So I take a shit-smeared baby wipe and I throw it in my little clear trash can. Do you know how awkward that feels?
You got a bag in there?
No!
Oh, that's sick. Why don't you have a bag in there?
I'll clean it. I'll Clorox wipe it. What am I supposed to do? There was no toilet paper.
Yeah, I don't know. That's a dilemma.
Paper towels, but I'm not going to flush paper towels either, so I'd rather throw a baby wipe in a trash can.
You'll clog your toilet in 2 seconds if you did that.
How many times have you been out of the country and they say, like, don't flush the toilet paper, so you got to just take a shit, wipe, and throw it in the trash can? Or, like, on a deep-sea fishing boat? You're from Melbourne. You've been on a deep sea fishing boat where they're like, hey, you can take a shit, but don't throw the toilet paper down there. So you got to wipe and throw it in the trash can. If you're telling me you haven't done that, fishing for some goddamn mahi-mahi or some wahoo, then you're a goddamn fucking liar.
You do it all the time, and especially if the trash can has a spinny lid.
All right, I believe you.
Yeah, that's the best because no one can see it. I used to do it all the time at Gatorland, too. I would throw it in the trash can because I just didn't feel right putting all that toilet paper because, let me tell you, I will use however much it takes.
It's your app, of course.
Yeah. My underwear is more important. But so it'll go in the trash.
We seriously got to get bidets at home. I don't think they're that expensive. We got to buy them.
Well, just take a shower.
Record. No. Okay, think about it. You're about to go to an award ceremony, the Oscars, for you. You just took a shit.
I don't know about that anymore.
What are you talking about?
It's over. We'll see. We'll see how we come out the other side of this.
What's over?
Hmm?
What is over?
Industry.
The industry?
Did you not see that everything being filmed or in production is halted? Every single thing?
I can't argue that. I didn't think about that. I thought you were saying you're giving up acting forever.
Oh, fuck no. I mean, we'll see what happens in a few months, but
there's a comedian I like, Brian Callen, who was on, he starred in a spinoff of that show, The Goldbergs.
Right.
And they filmed an episode, and I think they filmed the finale, but they were supposed to film one more episode, or there's something where pretty much his show is over, and he can't film the rest of the show he was supposed to because of this. So he's just done.
Like he's just done.
Yeah, he was like the star of the show, and now it's just over. I mean, he's going to do fine, but, shit like that is happening. Like, and I saw some girl post on Twitter something like that we would be in a Full Sail type of, but maybe a UCF type of film.
Right.
But in L.A., so probably like UCLA or USC. And they were like, we got to stop filming. They won't let us film. And if we can't film, then our show is over because the budget is going to go away. So this is taking a real, regardless of how serious it is, and I don't mean that in a bad way, this is taking a real fucking toll on a lot of things. But number one, and people are going to say, oh, boo-hoo, but it's a real thing, the entertainment industry.
Oh, I mean, they have global rollouts of films. I mean, it's fucking huge. They're
being pushed back, yeah.
Everything, like Black Widow got pushed back. I mean, everything's being affected, bro. My sister is getting married May 30th, and her bridal shower is canceled.
I thought about marriages and, like, weddings and stuff. What's going to happen?
Her graduation is canceled. She's getting her master's. They've canceled it. There's no walking across the stage. All UCF is canceled. Like, people working hard for 2, 4, 3 years, canceled. No moment.
Your big moment.
Gone. Robbed of you.
That's fucked.
Everything. And, like, I can only pray to God that the fucking wedding is not affected by the time May 30th gets here.
There's no telling, dude.
That's the problem.
I'm waiting. I thought it could be today, if not tomorrow. I don't know when for Florida to go on, like, lockdown like New York is.
That's the thing. I don't know. I don't know if we will.
Well, after the shit we saw on the news, you saw the shit from Clearwater Beach. I know you did.
Yeah, we got put on blast.
Exactly. And I even commented something like, yeah, Florida people can suck sometimes. Something to that effect. I wasn't like shitting on Florida. I was just like, yeah, sometimes we live up to the stereotype. And some dude started commenting like, are you just somebody who was born somewhere else and then moved here because you're giving us a bad name? I'm like, fuck you, dude. I'm born and raised here. Go fuck yourself.
Yeah, if anything, you're born and raised in Florida cracker land.
Exactly, and you're from Melbourne where a lot of dumb shit happens, and I'm from the middle of Florida where a lot of dumb shit happens, so, I mean, come on. I can't deny the fact that Florida Man is a real fucking thing. It wouldn't be a meme if the headlines weren't over and over and over and over again, you know?
Right. Well, I will tell you this. It's got to be getting real, because I just saw on the news today that they're closing all of the public beaches, because I saw they closed Miami, and I saw they closed, you know, Fort Lauderdale, but they finally announced they're closing, like, all the beaches in, like, Brevard County, and they're going to be patrolled by fucking the police, all the public parking.
We've never seen behavior like this as a result of the pandemic. Now, is this a product of social media? And because we can see, because back in 2012, our generation might have been on Facebook, but we weren't using it the way we are today, where it's like habitual. Right. That's where we get all our goddamn information. So swine flu, like, yeah, it was a big deal. More people got infected. Obama declared a state of emergency when 1,000 people died, as opposed to when 20 people died in the U.S. But because of social media, we all see what's going on. Is that why things are the way they are?
I'm not sure. And also, too, I think the population is bigger than the last pandemic.
And more of the pop, I'm telling you, more of the population is on the internet, reciprocating everything that's being said. So,
right.
Because I'm telling you, when you go on Instagram, Instagram's a little less. However, when you go on Twitter, all you see is
Facebook.
Coronavirus. That's it. That's all anyone's talking about. So I gotta think that's perpetuating the world's idea of what's going on. So collectively, I like to think in the back of everybody's heads, at least, we think this is a big deal.
I like to think that everyone thinks it's a big deal.
Do you think this is a big deal? In your personal opinion, be honest.
Oh, definitely. I mean, because there's no denying it's not like it's a fake thing. It's obviously real. So. Right. Now, however, I just feel there's a more insidious plot behind it.
I agree. I think it's in the ranks of every other flu that's being blown up to cover something, to prove something, or to show something.
Shit. I mean, I'll even go as far to say that I think it's more contagious than the flu. And I think it's more deadly.
For those with the CDC guy went on Joe Rogan. I sent you that clip.
I finally watched it.
Pretty much the consensus for those who didn't see it was, if you are somebody who has a healthy immune system and who leads a healthy lifestyle, if you contract the virus, you will most likely be okay. However, you could transmit it to somebody who will not be okay, so try to be careful.
Right. And yeah. I think it's a turning point for us in the United States, because, or a realization, because everyone's saying how if we take the measures that, like, China and Italy take, we'll be able to contain it and everything. And then you got people who are getting mad. They're like, today I saw a couple of Facebook posts of, like, oh, where are people going? The road, and, like, there's people driving around. Like, where are you going? Like, you're only supposed to go to things and everything. And I think a big part of this that people don't get here, because we're a little spoiled, is, unlike China, where they can just force you and to abide by all the regulation to contain. Here, they can't. There's a fine line they got to walk, because we have a thing called the Constitution, and they can't do the things they do there. So that leaves us with a little bit of personal responsibility. You know what I mean? So that's the one thing with freedom that we have to remember, is that, like, we have to be personally responsible for certain things. Like, Like, it's a fucking, isn't that like a line from the goddamn uncle from Spider-Man, with great power comes great responsibility? All you got to do is exchange power with freedom. With great freedom comes great responsibility.
Jammin' rice.
Huh?
Yep.
Yep.
You're exactly right, though. Now let's talk about this. The movies that have came out recently, or any movie you've seen recently.
Fantasy Island.
What?
It was a movie I saw recently.
The fuck?
It was trash. Me and Sky both agree.
Where was this? Netflix?
No, it was at the fucking movie theater.
A new movie?
It was like a fucking couple months ago before all this shit went down.
Did you see 1917?
No.
Me either. Can't talk about it.
Yo, but all right, listen, let's talk about some shit that...
Okay, what were we going to say?
You want to talk about movies and shows. Have you seen Contagion?
No.
You need to watch it. Because it's accurate what's going on right now. It's like literally fucking... The only difference is the virus in that movie is way more lethal.
The last movie I watched, for some reason, was the documentary Restrepo. Have you ever seen that?
No.
I can send you a link.
Yeah, link it up.
It's about... It follows this certain... group of guys in the war, a company or whatever you fucking call them. I don't know military stuff. And they go to like the most dangerous part of Afghanistan, Korangal. And
it's right.
Crazy. Cause like, I mean, the camera guys are really with them. They get firefights and shit like that. It's crazy. I'll send it to you. It's a really good documentary. And it's sad because people die. That's the last thing I've seen.
Well, I can tell you right now, like, we've been watching a lot. Obviously, because
you know what show I watched recently?
What?
It's on Netflix right now. Nurse Jackie.
Nurse Jackie.
She's a nurse. Tell me about this. And this is why I fucking. Sorry. It's a nurse who's addicted to pills, and she's like, kind of the lady in the group who keeps everything together.
And yeah, I know this show.
It's really fucking good. I fucking love it. She's such a fucking good actress. Because I just finished The Sopranos. You're
relatable?
I mean, to me.
Yeah.
Because I'm a fucking pill head. I like pills. What can I say? I don't take them anymore, but I like them.
Fair enough.
Exactly. That's a good show. That's one. I think that's Showtime. I think Shameless is still going. I haven't really kept up with Shameless. Have you ever
watched? I think the last season's coming out soon. I don't fucking know. I don't know anything that's going on right now.
To me, that's another example of a show that just went way too long, and that's where Breaking Bad hails as, like, the greatest show of all time because it ended when it was supposed to end.
Because I can tell right now, if that would have went any longer, no bueno.
Breaking Bad?
Yes.
Did you watch the movie?
Yes. El Camino.
What did you think?
I like the timeline of it.
I think we have the same thoughts. I enjoyed it.
Like, don't get me wrong. It was not like a cherry on top, but...
Exactly. I wasn't like, oh my God, this was the perfect bow on this thing.
Right.
I watched it. I was like, this is nice. I will watch this again.
It was a little too... Jesse looked too old. Like, I mean, there was a little bit of disconnect because there was so much time that elapsed.
Yeah, that's true. However, he was really fucking beaten down from the experience he went through.
Yeah, it's true. But I mean, I can go back to the last scene of the final episode. He didn't look like how that picked up directly after that.
They waited a little too long. Netflix has been on top for a while. They could have done this probably 2 years ago and it would have been like, okay, now we get it.
Would have been good.
Because that would have been probably 4 years since the thing ended as opposed to like six. I remember I was living in Orlando taking acting classes when Breaking Bad ended. So that's how long ago that was.
Exactly. It's funny because I watched the last episode before I even started the season when I was in New York City.
Exactly. I remember you telling me that.
Yeah.
I mean, I've been fucking engaged, unengaged, engaged, married, divorced.
So you've lived like the life of a fucking 40-year-old before you're even 30.
Since that thing came out, so come on. Well, I don't know. I feel like we've covered a lot of things. I don't know how long this goes. It doesn't really tell me.
How long are we right now?
I don't know. It doesn't tell me, brother.
It doesn't tell me either. Well, a couple other things.
Okay. Let's get down to the nitty-gritty. Let's talk about what we really need to talk about, and then we'll get out of here.
What is that?
You said a couple things.
Well, I'll tell you this. There's a lot of uncertainty, as you know.
Rush Limbaugh has lung cancer.
I know, stage 4. He's probably going to die.
Alex Trebek has stage 4 pancreatic cancer.
Which he's still going.
I watched Jeopardy. They're not recording right now.
They're not recording the show?
No. Yesterday, I was up in my room, and every night I watch it with my parents. And my mom was like, hey, Jeopardy's probably going to be on. And then the news just kept going. And then I was like, oh, shit, I remember seeing that on Twitter or something. Jeopardy and Wheel of Fortune and Price is Right, all those shows aren't recording. So, no Jeopardy. Right now, Jeopardy would be going. We'd be right in the middle of it when we're recording. There's no Jeopardy.
That's a shame. I really hope he pulls through. I mean, it's a long shot, but he seems to be fighting it hard because he's gone a while since it announced.
He's doing great. Did you see Alex Jones got a DUI?
Yes, in Texas. Oh, my God. It's funny you say that because in my rabbit hole the other day, you know you've gone deep when that's the last video you watched. It's the globalists. We already know it. I've been calling it for 2 months. The globalists are doing it.
Traffic stop was set up far before I got in the vehicle.
They've been after me the whole time. He's crazy. But let me tell you something. That's it. I'm not going to go any further on that. Nope, I can't.
He's not in the place he should be mentally.
No. But I will say, a lot of uncertainty. I don't know what's going to happen next. No one really does. I'm glad you're still employed.
I'm trained for a while. I got a nice promotion at my job, but I still have to spin a sign for at least a week.
Well, the fact that they even like brought you onto that is a good sign because they clearly are going to need it. But let me tell you, because I went, well, here's something. I went on a cruise and I came back and we went to the Okeechobee Music Festival, which was great. It was great.
Right before everything broke out.
Right, like, and I was gone. I had no idea. And then I came back, checked in, and it was like everything was falling apart.
Right.
And literally in a matter of days, like, I came back, my boss was like, hey, like, oh, yeah, the coronavirus. And I'm like, what are you talking about? And he's just like, yeah, tours are canceling left and right. Half my tour canceled. And then, like, 5 days later, we got the announcement Disney was closing. When I came back. So in a matter of like, and it just makes you realize you can't take anything for granted. Because if you would have told me 6 months ago that a global pandemic was going to end your job and end everything you had planned for the next 6 months, I would have laughed in your face.
In California, they're letting you apply for temporary unemployment.
Well, did you see they passed the bill finally? They're probably going to be sending us all checks.
Who's us?
Every American, as far as I know. I mean, I think there's qualifications, but
on some Andrew Yang type shit.
Wait, what?
On some Andrew Yang type shit, like universal basic income, everyone gets a check type shit.
Basically, but it's a stimulus. It's basically a relief package. I think it's a one time or a two part check. I don't know, but it's rumored that you get up to $1,000.
I don't think all day.
I mean, I know I qualify. We'll see what happens. But anyway, just look it up. It happened today. So we'll see. I don't know.
That's interesting. Well, I got to piss like really bad.
Me too.
Should we end this thing?
Yeah, this could be good. We could pick it up. We could pick it up tomorrow.
Fuck it. Yeah, I just figured, like, let's just do one. I mean, this is so easy.
Upload this bitch and see how easy that is. If it gives you trouble later, then
it's gonna be good. I'll be able to upload it by tomorrow.
What about the audio for all the other outlets?
I got it recording separately.
Oh, you do? Well, let me know. Keep me posted on how that goes. If it's fucking simple, then we'll just do this every day.
Okay, I don't give a fuck. This is fun.
Yeah.
All right, I'm gonna stop recording.